Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today we have a most amazing story about Eliyahu HaNavi. Once there was a chassid of the Baal Shem Tov who wanted to have Eliyahu. He wanted to be able to see, experience Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah the prophet. Now we have many stories in the Gemara, and after the times of the Gemara, the individuals that were visited by Eliyahu HaNavi, or that learned with Eliyahu HaNavi, conversed with Eliyahu HaNavi, spent time. And so this chassid also wanted to have the experience of meeting or learning with or seeing Eliyahu HaNavi. So he asked the Baal Shem Tov, his Rebbe. The Baal Shem Tov said, "No problem. Tomorrow is Erev Rosh Hashanah. Take a whole lot of food, a whole lot of nice drinks, a lot of things to eat, and travel to such and such town. And there you'll find a certain house on a certain street. And in that house, there is a young mother with several children, and they are very, very poor. You'll knock on the door, and you'll say that you're giving to them all of this delicious food, everything they need for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and they should enjoy it." Okay? So that's exactly what the chassid did. He loaded up his wagon with all kinds of delicious food for a whole family, drinks, probably meat and fish and kugel and vegetables and all kinds of things, challah, and off he went. Sure enough, he came to the town. Sure enough, he found a little very, very poor hut. He knocked on the door, and somebody answered. It was the mother. She opened the door. She said, "Yes, what do you want?" He said, "I am here with a gift for you and your children for Rosh Hashanah. Lots of delicious food to enjoy the Yom Tov." Of course, the mother was amazed. She couldn't believe it. She was so happy. "Look, children, look," she said. "Look what Hashem has sent to us." And they took all the food inside. They thanked the chassid very, very much. The chassid turned around and left. "No Eliyahu HaNavi," he thought to himself. What happened? Came back to the Baal Shem Tov. He thought, "Maybe I'll see Eliyahu HaNavi tonight, maybe tomorrow." One day passed and another day passed. Rosh Hashanah came and went. A few more days went by. And he went back to the Baal Shem Tov and he said, "Rebbe, I did what you said to do. I brought all this delicious food for Rosh Hashanah to the poor family, and I didn't see Eliyahu HaNavi." Baal Shem Tov said, "No problem. In a few days it will be Erev Yom Kippur. Go back to the same family and bring them a lot of delicious food and drink for the Suda's mitzvah, for the special meal that we have before Yom Kippur. And besides that, bring them shoes and clothing. They need all of that as well." "Okay," the chassid said. So he loads up his wagon, lots of them drink, and this time also lots of nice clothing for the children, for the mother, and shoes, all kinds of things that they needed. And off he went. He came to the house. He was about to knock on the door, and he heard a conversation going on inside. The children were saying, "Mommy, Mommy, we're so hungry. It's almost Yom Kippur. We have nothing to eat, even for the Suda, the day before the fast. We have nothing to eat. We don't have nice clothes. We hardly have any clothes. We don't have shoes." And the mother said, "Children, children, children, don't you remember a few days ago that we needed everything for Rosh Hashanah? We needed food. We needed drink. And what happened? Hashem sent us Eliyahu HaNavi just before Rosh Hashanah, and we had wonderful, wonderful food and drink for the whole Rosh Hashanah 2 days. Now, don't you think that again Hashem will send Eliyahu HaNavi and will give us all that we need for the Suda before Yom Kippur and the Suda after Yom Kippur and the shoes that you need and clothing? Don't you think Eliyahu HaNavi will come again?" When the chassid heard this, he knocked on the door, he opened it, and of course, everyone was so happy to see that he had come back with all these gifts. You see, the mother said, Chassid went back to the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov said, so you see that when we do such mitzvahs, then the Koyach of Eliyahu Navi, the power of Eliyahu Navi, comes through us. And it could be that others will see us as Eliyahu Navi. And so the lesson for us is that doing a mitzvah, doing a favor for another Jew, learning Torah, teaching Torah, all of this is with a special koyach that Hashem gives us, and we can call it the Eliyahu Navi koyach. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.